Basic Hybrid Teaching Recommendations. The recommendations below were synthesized from thoughts and experiences of colleagues from the Arena Center and Digital Education teams at UCL. Last update, 6th of October 2021. The recommendations are, of course, targeted at UCL colleagues, but we hope there is plenty here that is generalizable to colleagues from across the sector. At UCL, we're supporting approaches to simultaneous in-person and online teaching because we know that some programs will have significant numbers of students who are unable to attend taught sessions on campus. As an institution, we veered away from using the term HyFlex and have opted for basic hybrid to reflect the limitations of what is ultimately a compromise and compensatory approach in a time of ongoing challenge and crisis. Where possible, we hope colleagues will be able to use alternative approaches. Please note that the following relate primarily to basic hybrid that uses Zoom or Teams. Where LectureCast Live is used to stream sessions, there will be a lag and consequently very limited scope for interaction with those who are remote. Pre-session. Most important, ensure the decision to use a basic hybrid approach is likely to be the most appropriate one and that other options have been explored or discussed. Familiarize yourself with the login and technical guidance and attend a workshop if possible. Trial the login in the room that will be used if possible, if not any equivalent room, because not all rooms have the same configuration. Try screen sharing and organizing the screen in different ways. Remind yourself what happens to your view of participants, either in Teams or Zoom, when you share slides or other content. If possible too, imagine yourself teaching in that space and think about where you will stand, where the mics are, and what the implications are of movement. Discuss availability with your department for a PGTA or academic co-pilot. This should be a formal arrangement. Or alternatively, look at building this role into the student experience. Agree pre-session the responsibilities and protocols. Ask for a volunteer chat champion from the in-person group, and that really is better than no support at all. Recognize that any kind of hybrid is likely to slow the pace of the session, so plan accordingly. Plan to keep it as simple as possible, at least for the first couple of times. Plan opportunities for thinking, processing time, and valid and useful questions for students to respond to via chat or via Mentimeter, for example. Important, be consistent with and share the joining instructions Moodle's recommended and include a comment about what to expect. Remind them that what we are doing is our best to support all students in challenging circumstances, and even with the huge upgrading we've done, our basic hybrid approach is something that we need to work together on to get the most from. Remember, new students may also need some of the prompts about how to use Zoom, Teams, and even second year undergraduates attending in person may need support and reminders about ways of being in physical spaces. Think about the affordances of secondary devices if you have them. A laptop logged into your Zoom account shows you what your online participants are seeing, can act as a camera of sorts to show the room or objects, and is also a camera that can be used for close-ups of you as the presenter. Note, the same does not work in Microsoft Teams. Only one camera shows up if you log in twice to the same account. Wear clothes with pockets for the base unit for mobile mics where available. In session. Use the share function to share slides, but before doing so, consider opportunities for in-person students to see their colleagues on the main screen. If you want to maintain a visual connection between in-room and online attendees, you'll need to partition your screen with some care, and remember that if slides are smaller, fonts need to be larger. Online attendees will only see in-room peers if there is a camera open in that space. Think carefully about limitations, policy, and related issues before doing this, and seek in-room attendees' permission to do so. Use the spotlight function in Microsoft Teams to focus on your camera if using ceiling-mounted cameras. Otherwise, you're very small on the remote participant screens. In Zoom, this fixes the camera, but it also turns off gallery view for online participants, and it does not enlarge the view. Remind all attendees that while circumstances may not be ideal, we value their contributions via chat, from the floor or via polling tools such as Mentimeter. The main thing to remember is one voice at a time, unless in breakout discussions. Value both groups equally. Make a point of acknowledging online participants and their contributions. Ask students to mute mics if joining online, and if anyone in person is also connecting to the Zoom or TeamSpace, they will need to mute both their mic and their speakers. When online participants speak on mic, it is prudent to mute the lectern mic to avoid an echo for online participants in Microsoft Teams. Zoom seems to cope fine. In-room students who join the online space need to be told to mute their mic and speakers, or there will be audio feedback, echoes, or other interferences. If taking contributions from the floor and you have a mobile mic, then moving towards the speaker may help in-room participants, but removes you from camera view and offers little benefit to the remote participants. It's better to paraphrase or ask a co-pilot to do that in chat. Whole group verbal discussion is very challenging in this context, and it may be dependent on mics, bandwidth of participants, and other factors. It will likely slow things down and feel awkward. Find other ways to give all students opportunities to contribute, perhaps in a collaborative document of some sort. Consider using an ongoing back channel to connect in-person and online students. Teams does this, but Zoom chat ends when the meeting ends. Switching cameras to use, for example, a visualizer can be awkward, so it may be better to use a tablet if you have one separately logged into the meeting, which you can then share from when the whiteboard is needed. Thank you.